Now Larson has assumed the directorship of the Swanner Eco Center as the former director John Paulding stays on as the new development director. Paulding says it was becoming increasingly difficult to raise both money and run the day-to-day operations since some changes were made at Utah State University.
Swanner is now moving under the cooperative extension part of the university. And the extension, for those who may know, every county in the state has an extension office and extension agent. And so programmatically, it was a good fit. And so we needed to do more fundraising for Swanner. And it moves part of my salary into a different department of the university, which helps the Swanner budget. So there were a lot of sort of behind-the-scenes reasons to do that. But I think really we wanted to have somebody who's time was dedicated solely to fundraising, and I couldn't do that while also managing the day-to-day operations of the Eco Center.
Even though the center is now owned by USU, he says they're still responsible for raising the money to operate Swanner.
When I became director in 2011, we had a significant loan on our Eco Center building, which we've worked very hard to pay off, and I'm really happy to say we've done that. And so we've switched into a different part under extension, and we have a fixed budget amount from the university, but it doesn't cover our total cost. So we still have to raise funds privately. A lot of our educational programming and projects on the preserve require private funds. So just like every other nonprofit, that'll always be a reality that we have to do, and it takes diligence. It takes a strategic focus on how you're going to raise those funds and different types of events and corporate and individual fundraising and things like that.
Private donors make up the largest contributions to the center's $650,000 annual budget. He expects that they'll have to begin to do more fundraising events like they did prior to USU taking over Swanner Eco Center. Larson says she'll continue to act as conservation director, her current position, as she begins managing the entire operation.
So I'll also still be directing the conservation programs with about, you know, half of my time, which is obviously a stretch. And then I will be, we're bringing on somebody to replace, you know, part of my time. And that person will be assisting with land programs in a significant portion of their time, as well as in a couple other areas at the Eco Center.
She says they're working on a plan now to guide the center into the future.
We're working on a strategic plan. The plan for the next, you know, 6 to 12 months is really to fine-tune the programs that we have right now. We already have a really wide variety of educational, you know, offerings, and we've had to tighten up our staffing. And so we're just going to try to, you know, really keep those programs, keep the momentum going on those, and then we'll be assessing, you know, what's working the best, what are people looking for, what's the best way to educate our community about the environment.
The center, she says, has a dual purpose, and the mission will continue to be the same.
There's the conservation piece, which is conserving, you know, conserving this valuable open space and restoring it so that we have good water quality and high quality wildlife habitat and some really nice recreational trails for our community and that kind of thing. And then the other piece is the active environmental education. So we do a lot of different kinds of environmental education. We do field trips for, you know, K through 8 with a focus on 4th and 5th graders in the county. And we do, you know, programs for adults, and we have a teen council, and we offer summer camps. So we're trying to really hit a lot of different areas and talk to people about not just exactly what we have here on the preserve, but about bigger environmental concepts.
That's Nell Larson and John Paulding with the Swanner Eco Center. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.